The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Love, courage, truth. Glenn Beck.
Yesterday, the FBI arrested a Saudi immigrant who is living in Weatherford, Oklahoma. It's about 70 miles west of Oklahoma City. While the rest of the press is worried about, you know, who is going to leak what, why don't we talk about the things that actually matter? This Saudi is charged with visa fraud, but what was he really up to? Because the backstory is troubling. The man has lived in the U.S. since 2011, and the FBI has been watching him for the past 5 months. So far, the FBI hasn't said much about what he was under surveillance for, only that they were trying to determine whether or not he was involved in terrorist activities here in the United States. Oklahoma, like it or not, has been a hotbed of this kind of activity for a long time. Perhaps the most disturbing aspect of this man's story regarding his activity in the U.S. is that he obtained his pilot's license in 2016. Now, whether he got the license for nefarious purposes or not, it led to his arrest. As a non-U.S. citizen, he had to submit his fingerprints as part of the licensing process. Remarkably, the FBI was able to match his fingerprints with prints on a document that was captured in Afghanistan. Think of that. If we ever want to say that the FBI or our government is inefficient, just remember that. The captured document was an application for admission to Al-Farouq, which was Al-Qaeda's most notorious training camp. Four of the September 11th hijackers were trained at Al-Farouq. Admissions to the camp required an invitation to join and a reference from someone Al-Qaeda knew and trusted. So far, authorities haven't disclosed whether this man actually trained at the camp, but he apparently filled out the application in 2000. The camp was destroyed by the U.S. bombing campaign in the weeks after the 9/11 attacks. The FBI got lucky with this one. It has hundreds of thousands of captured documents, photographs, email, phone number, fingerprints, and DNA samples stored in Northern Virginia and FBI headquarters in Washington that have not been researched. The agency lacks the resources to process this trove of material collected in Afghanistan and Iraq over the past 17 years. Good job, FBI. The Saudi man in Oklahoma was a good catch by the FBI, but this episode highlights the fact that there is still a mountain of work to be done in counterterrorism and a lot of holes yet to plug in this immigration system. The federal government is set to borrow $1 trillion this year. How much of that is actually earmarked for important stuff, like catching terrorists on American soil?
It's Wednesday, February 7th. You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
See, this is the thing that really bothers me about all of this is we're not talking about the things that matter most. You know, we're really not. We are bogged down in this nonsense day after day after day after day that's all political. For instance, I'm going to set Stu off, and I apologize for this. For instance, what happened yesterday with General Kelly?
Oh, it's infuriating. The media has been beating up on Chief of Staff now, John Kelly, who made a comment. He was very critical of, you know what, doesn't like the Mexicans. The guy doesn't like the Mexicans. You can see it in his eyes. He came out and said they're all lazy. And the media is reporting it basically like this. You know, headline after headline is John Kelly calls DACA recipients lazy and they need to get off their asses. And that's all you hear. Now, that comes from a piece of audio where he did say that.
We have this audio yet, sir?
Yeah, this is the new clip from Kelly.
There are 690,000 official DACA registrants. And the president sent over what amounts to be 2.5 times that number to 1.8 million. The difference between 690 and 1.8 million were the people that some would say were too afraid to sign up. Others would say were too lazy to get off their asses, but they didn't sign up. So the president shockingly said, OK, 1.8 million. And then probably the biggest shock was in a path to citizenship. That's beyond what anyone could have imagined.
Now, this guy. Yeah. Yes, he said.
Look out, America. Here he comes.
Yes, he said some of them may be too lazy to get off their asses. In fact, what he said is some people are saying that some are too lazy to get off their asses. But he gives two choices there. And if you might notice, what he's giving is the left-wing case and the right-wing case. The left-wing case is they were too scared to go sign up. And the right-wing case is they were too lazy to go sign up. He's sort of, you know, giving a little bit of a caricature of these arguments,
yes,
right?
He's giving the fringe cartoon arguments
exactly.
On both sides.
I don't know. Maybe some were too lazy to get off their asses. Maybe some were too scared. Whatever. Bottom line is Trump just gave it all to them. So it doesn't matter why they would not sign up. Trump just gave it to them anyway. But of course, the media is not saying that he said some of these people were too scared to sign up. They're just leaving that part out of all of their headlines. They're just focusing on the part where he said they were too lazy to get off their asses. But of course, they're also leaving out the other comments that he said, which here is John Kelly about his other lazy comment about Dreamers. Listen.
Some of them didn't hear about the program. Hard to believe, but okay. Some of them were perhaps a little bit concerned about signing up when many, many people in the neighborhood signed up two or three times. But okay, fine. But I got to tell you, the rest of them who are now claiming, not even claiming, have been granted essentially DACA status by the President of the United States, who has become the champion, I believe, for 1.8 million people who are now considered kind of DACA. I got to say that some of them just should have probably gotten off the couch and signed up. But that doesn't really matter now because President Trump has given them the status.
Okay. So he's not just giving two choices. He's giving four choices.
Yes.
Okay. One, maybe they didn't hear about the program.
Which is hard to believe.
Hard to believe. Yeah. Which it is hard to believe.
Yes, it is.
Two, they were waiting for everyone else in their neighborhood to sign up. Okay.
Right.
Three, they were scared.
Right.
Four, they were lazy. Are we to believe that there is not one of the 1.8 million people who is lazy? I know way less than 1.8 million people, and I know lots of lazy people. You know what? None of them are on DACA, perhaps, but just American citizens who are incredibly lazy. Are we to believe that in the entire 1.8 million DACA recipients, that none of them are lazy? He's given you three other choices as to why they haven't signed up. Okay? He's giving you three other choices. You can put all 99.9% of them into the three other baskets that he gave you. But we are to believe, and we are going to cause a controversy over the idea that not one of these 1.8 million people are actually just freaking lazy. You're telling me none of them are? Not one of them. It's insanity, these controversies we start.
Dude, they're dreamers.
Yeah, that indicates they're late. If they're dreaming, that means they're asleep.
No.
Well, okay. Of course, all right. If they're asleep.
You know, you could say, and you're listening to him, you're like, why does he have anger? Because he almost sounds like, you know, maybe they just should have gotten off the couch. Maybe they should just got off their ass and done it. But you notice what he's saying here. He said, look, some of them may not have heard, which is hard to believe. So some of them may have been afraid.
Yeah.
Some of them may have been waiting for everybody else. And that kind of goes into the afraid.
Mm-hmm.
But then he says, but then there are those who are probably just got off the couch. And the reason why he's saying that is because, look, man, if this means something to you, if you didn't hear about it, if you were afraid, I get it. But Donald Trump is even giving a path to citizenship to the people who didn't care about citizenship enough to get off their ass and go sign up.
Right.
They didn't care enough about it to be afraid. It meant nothing to them.
Yeah.
This is what he's saying. Even the people that citizenship means nothing to, the president has become their champion.
Yeah. I mean, think of, and I think that that's a great point, because these are people who didn't even bother to sign up for this right. thing. And now they're upset at the Trump administration, who has offered this incredible thing
so
to them. Because I think that's the point. He's got to be frustrated
yeah.
that they're getting criticized of who are these other 1.2 million people. And they're being criticized for this. This is a guy who ran a campaign as the hardest border hawk in the universe. And his chief of staff on record is saying he's the champion of DACA recipients.
And not
and they're still getting criticized.
Right. And not just DACA recipients. And the people who didn't care enough to take the effort to sign up.
People who qualified and still didn't sign up. And he's saying he's the champion. This is the exact reverse of what you were accusing him of in the campaign and what he ran on.
So why is the press doing this? It's easy.
Well, I mean, just general opposition to everything the guy does.
No, it's much deeper than that. You cannot have the Republicans be the champion yeah. of DACA. You can't have them be the flag bearer of the Hispanic community.
Right.
You can't do it. If they lose the Hispanic community, they lose. That is the future of America. So you lose it, you're done. They have got to make sure that we are always painted. Anybody on the right is painted as a racist, as a hate monger, as saying that Hispanics are lazy and rapists. That's why. And I think General Kelly has a really good point. If you were saying, if you said to this, look, I'm going to give a tax rebate to everybody. I'm going to let everybody keep their own their own money. I'm going to give everybody 50% of their own money back. You have to sign up. Okay. I sign up. Or I didn't hear about it, so I didn't sign up. Or I was afraid that the government and the IRS is going to trap me into some sort of scam, so I don't sign up. Okay, I understand those, but you were so damn lazy that you didn't even care. And then the president comes and says, by the way, even those who didn't sign up and those who didn't even pay taxes, they also get this. How is the president getting crap that he's not getting people tax breaks? How is he getting crap?
Mm-hmm.
And how would you feel if you were like, wait a minute. I went through all of this. I did all of this. The guy just didn't give a flying crap about it. And now you're making him into a hero? Now you're not only giving it to him, but now you're championing him? No.
Yeah. It's just, yeah, it's got to be so frustrating.
So frustrating.
Because again, there are things you could beat up Trump on if you want to. This is complete nonsense. You know, it would be one thing if he came out and said, look, a lot of people didn't sign up. They're almost lazy. Universally lazy, but you know, maybe there's something else somewhere that some other reason. He gave you three other legitimate reasons, and they act as if the laziness thing is the only thing he said. Now, the reason why we have the word lazy, Glenn, the reason why the word lazy exists is because it's a character trait recognized among human beings. There are every single type of human being, even the dreamers. Some of them have to be lazy.
So here's what he should have said. Those who didn't care enough about citizenship. There are those who signed up. There are those who probably didn't hear about it. I can't understand that, but they probably didn't hear about it. And there are those who were afraid to sign up. But those who didn't care enough, heard about it, knew about it, wasn't afraid, and didn't care enough about their citizenship, even those people are getting it. The word he should have avoided in this culture is lazy, because everyone would have understood that. all those do. It is hard to believe that there's one group of people out there that doesn't have any lazy people in it. This is what Kelly meant. Not lazy. Just didn't care enough to get off the couch for the U.S. citizenship. Didn't mean anything to them. That's a problem. All right, this year, Valentine's Day.
Are we to believe?
Oh, boy.
That not one person, not one person.
Can I send you?
Who is too lazy to call 1-800-Flowers? Is it not one? All the people just never heard of 1-800-Flowers.com. Everybody was too afraid to call 1-800-Flowers. Not one person was too lazy to make a phone call to get flowers for Valentine's Day. There's not one example of that exists.
Not with the Dreamers. No, not with Dreamers. 1-800-Flowers.com. You can order early right now, and you can get 18 pink and red enchanted roses for only $29.99. Valentine's Day is next week, so don't put it off. 18 pink and red enchanted roses for $29.99 from from 1-800-Flowers.com. Sorry, I've been doing a flower commercials, and we stopped doing the other flower commercials because you complained and said they are not what they used to be. I started doing my homework. They were sold to FDD, and all the old crap started coming back. So we changed to a company that has been in business, and it's a family-run business for 40-some years, and that is 1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers.com, they have their flowers picked at the peak. They are shipped overnight to ensure freshness, and she's going to love them. Make sure you send them to her office, because that way, I mean, you get a little extra credit because, oh my gosh, look at this. When it comes to Valentine's Day, do not settle for anything less than the rose authority of 1-800-Flowers.com. 18 pink and red enchanted roses for only $29.99. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Click on the radio icon and enter the promo code Beck. Order today at 1-800-Flowers.com. Promo code Beck.
Glenn Beck. Mercury. Glenn Beck.
Okay, Stu, how do you expect anyone in the press or anyone in America to really understand the nuances of three other options, you know, when it comes to General Kelly and what he said?
Right.
He gave you four options. One of them was they didn't care enough about their citizenship to get up off the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do you expect that anyone could possibly follow four different things when you have this story? A pair of New York Democrats have introduced a bill in the New York State Assembly that says it is necessary to combat the consumption of Tide Pods. And so the bill requires the pods to be packaged in a uniform color to make them less appetizing.
You're less appetizing?
Mm-hmm. They need to make
detergent?
It look. Yes, they need to look less appetizing.
And the Tide Pods.
Teenagers, not little, you know, two-year-olds. Teenagers mm-hmm. are eating Tide Pods.
And again, just to make sure, you're talking about the packaged detergent.
Yes.
That is colorful.
Yes.
And therefore looks appetizing.
Yes. Mm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Because it's colorful. You know what?
Jeez.
I say make them look more appetizing.
Make them look like hamburgers.
Yeah. I mean, if it is in the laundry detergent. I mean, first, how many parents can get their kids into the laundry room to do the laundry anyway? Okay. How many parents have that?
Right.
So if they're in the laundry room and they're looking for something to eat and they're like, the Tide Pod looks good. You know, it's time for Darwin. It's time for Darwin.
I mean, it's like, yeah, this thing started like last year when it was toddlers. Right. And so I know as a parent of two young kids, mm-hmm. we have Tide Pods. We use them all the time. Mm-hmm. We make sure they were on a high shelf, especially mm. when they were, you know, below the age mm. we could communicate with them mm-hmm. completely.
Mm-hmm.
Teenagers, you shouldn't have to do anything for
well,
that.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. They have to be packaged in a uniform color so they look less appetizing. They also have to, Each Tide Pod has to be individually wrapped in plastic, complete with a warning label. So if we're talking about two-year-olds, I don't think they're going to read the warning label. I mean, General Kelly maybe should have added a fifth category. People that were too stupid to know how to even get out of their house.
Is there not one dreamer who's eaten a Tide Pod? There has to be one.
I don't know. I mean, how many people have eaten Tide Pods?
I mean, I feel like this is a little bit of the shark scare of 2001.
No,
still. Where they were like, oh, guys, there's lots of shark attacks. And then, yeah.
No, Stu.
It's just like, how many has it happened? Yeah, there's a few YouTube videos.
In the entire world, there have been 80 cases.
Is that
80?
That's real?
In the entire world.
Oh, my gosh.
Glenn Beck, Mercury.
Trust is an important thing. It's something that we do a lot more as human beings than I think most people realize. I mean, you drive down the road and there's a little yellow line between a car coming at you at 50 miles an hour and you're on your side of the road and they're on their side of the road, and we just trust that they'll stay on their side of the road. Their self-interest will do it, whatever it is. We don't die most of the time when we're driving, and this is a positive thing. It's hard, though, to find people you can trust when it comes to really complicated transactions like real estate. I mean, what do you do? You know, you're talking about your biggest investment in your entire life, and you're trusting this to someone because you don't understand what any of those forms mean. I never do. No one does. You don't even, half the people don't even read them. You need someone who can walk you through a big transaction like buying or selling a home, and make sure they're people that you can trust, that have been screened, that aren't just some random person you're looking up in the phone book. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com is a company that Glenn actually started because he was trying to sell his house and had some issues. And basically what they do at RealEstateAgentsITrust.com, it's a network of 1,200 agents. And Glenn and his team have gone through and found the best ones in each area. And you go and you put in your address and you put in your area where you are and you find an agent you can trust. It's your biggest investment. You need to take it seriously. Go to realestateagentsitrust.com. It's realestateagentsitrust.com. Give it a shot. realestateagentsitrust.com.
You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
Take line one. Patrick in Pennsylvania. Hello, Patrick. Welcome to the program.
How you doing, Glenn?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Not bad. I broke a rib on that last segment. The Tide Pods.
The Tide Pods. Have you eaten any Tide Pods lately?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I'm calling in regards to Glenn, what the president said about having a military parade. Mm-hmm. And my thoughts on it is that, you know, we've had that before, pass and review. I could see them doing a pass and review with the troops. But if we start bringing out our military hardware, that looks like something that we've seen in the past.
You know,
I really don't think we should go down that road.
You know, Patrick, I'm going to give you my opinion on that here in a second. But I think you have a very unpopular position right now, at least on social media, if you were a conservative. I say, Matt, stand tall in that. I think you're exactly right. And I'll tell you my opinion coming up in a second. But Stu is lost in thought. I can see it on Tide Pod still.
Yeah, we can't leave the Tide Pod thing yet. This is too important.
Would you?
Because my instinct was this is kind of like one of those overblown controversies, but I did not know the actual 80? Facts on it.
Yeah.
And then you said there was only 80 people.
Yeah. Okay, according to the American Association of Poison Control Centers. Now, this is in case you just tuned in.
Extreme source.
Yeah, I know. if you just tuned in, New York Democrats have introduced a bill in the state assembly that say it's necessary to combat the consumption of Tide Pods. So Tide has to package in a uniform color, as well as requiring each pod to be individually wrapped in plastic, complete with a warning label. They say that people don't understand the danger associated with swallowing commercial cleaning products. If you're that stupid at 15, Darwin needs to ring your doorbell. It's time for the tails to fall off. Now, they say, these state senators say, that they look appetizing to some people because of their colorful design.
Insinuating it's a mistake. Yeah. Right. Like they just see yummy detergent and can't help themselves.
Red. It must be ketchup.
Right.
According to the American Association of Poison Control Centers, there have been 80 cases of intentional misuse of Tide Pods reported in 2018, up from 53 cases in all of 2017.
So 133 cases in the last
2 years.
Yeah, well, and we're not done with this year yet, but yeah, a year and change. 133 cases.
Yeah, but when you look at that, that's an epidemic when you look at that. There's 7
billion? 7.6
billion. 7.6 mm-hmm. billion people on the planet. This is an epidemic.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
This is a great example
of
progressivism, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Here it is. You have, again, and what was the word? Can you give me that sentence one more time?
Yeah. Over 80 cases of intentional misuse of Tide products reported so far.
So that's not someone who mistakes it for some delicious product and eats it. That is intentional misuse.
Well, I want you to know, even if it's intentional use, according to the American Association of Poison Control Centers, the child poisoning, and I use the word child, when it's a 15-year-old, I use the word child loosely. The number of cases of child poisoning due to Tide Pods that are reported every year is, quote, not out of line with other similar household products, which strongly suggests that the product is not objectively more dangerous to children due to its packaging or colorful design.
Well, yeah. I mean, because the only thing that the colorful design would theoretically do is have someone eat it unintentionally.
Listen to you.
They would say, hey, that looks like a breath mint, and eat it, right?
Look at you.
But this is saying it's intentional misuse, meaning kids that are 15, 16 years old are going on YouTube to make their friends laugh
and to do a dare. Look, let me quote the senators. We want to make sure that these poisonings are prevented, and it's easy. All we have to do is make sure that public safety trumps the corporate profit.
Right, because Tide is saying, we don't care about those 80 people who are intentionally misusing our product because it's blue and orange.
No, let me tell you what Procter & Gamble has said.
Oh, they came out? They finally came out and admitted it? Did they admit it?
They responded. They said there are studies which have shown that colorful packaging does not increase the risk of child ingestion of dangerous products. Additionally, requiring an additional layer of plastic wrapping around the pods would have detrimental environmental effects.
Democrats.
As well as creating other possible ingestion hazards for children.
Right.
Finally.
Yeah, seriously, because I bet it would cause more problems because the parents would rip the thing off and one would drop on the floor and some toddler would eat the plastic, which does not look appetizing, and eat the plastic and choke. It's a toddler.
Finally, consumers have a choice. Those who prefer single-colored pack can use Tide Free and Gentle, which is all white.
So they already have a product that is one color already available on the market.
And what do you do when it snows? You go outside and kids eat snow. They think it's snow, Stu. They think it's snow. 15-year-olds will think it's snow. Tide is also available in a liquid and powder product form.
Yes.
So you don't have to buy. So is cocaine, Procter & Gamble.
So you're not legally required to purchase Tide Pods?
No, you're not.
Oh, my gosh.
No, and they have other options.
I thought it was like, you know, health insurance where I was legally required to purchase it until recently.
Procter & Gamble said, ensuring the safety of people who use our products is fundamental to everything we do at Procter & Gamble. However, even the most stringent standards and protocols, labels, and warnings cannot prevent intentional abuse fueled by poor judgment and the desire for popularity. End quote. But why care about any of that? I mean, the FDA was created because cocaine was in Coca-Cola. The only problem is Coca-Cola at the time said, no, in 1880 it was. It hasn't been in Coca-Cola for 20 years. The government still said there's cocaine in Coca-Cola. So Coca-Cola, through the court, was tested at an independent laboratory, and it was shown that there was no cocaine in Coca-Cola. And what did Theodore Roosevelt, a Republican, say? It doesn't matter. Public safety is first. But wait, there's no public hazard really here. This is progressivism 101.
It really is.
It's
a great example of it. Oh, they have to protect you from eating detergent. Now, of course, every green product.
You don't. Even Procter & Gamble doesn't have to do that. How is it the human race survived for as long as it did? I remember when I think there was like 4 billion people on the planet. There's now 7.6 billion. And we're the only ones that have all of these problems with Tide Pods. We're the only ones that need the little label that says, don't use snowblower on roof. No, they don't have any of that crap in China. And yet, we're 7.6 billion people and growing strong. So we are doing so well that there are people now that are trying to say, you've got to slow down the population explosion. We've got to stop it. The same people who are worried about overpopulation are the same people who are trying to save all the dummies from eating Tide Pods. Never in the history of the world have people been so stupid that they needed a little parent gate around absolutely every mud puddle. You better put a pool fence around that. That's a pretty deep mud puddle. Somebody could fall and actually put their face, just fall. They're completely dry everywhere except that 1-inch puddle where their face falls directly in it. And they're going to be stupid enough to lay there because there's no sign that says, take face out of puddle. What are we doing, man? What are we doing? Honestly, I'm beginning to pray for AI. It'll be nice to have an intelligent conversation, even knowing that the end of the conversation is you guys are too stupid to live. I'll take that one. Blinds.com is the best at what they do. I'm not going to give you a warning label. Warning, contacting Blinds.com may end in a revamp of your house at really good prices. Warning.
You might buy something if you go to their website.
Blinds.com customer Mark in Arizona said, I heard about Blinds.com through the Glenn Beck program, and I had faith in his suggestion. It was amazing service. Quick delivery. Installation was a breeze. They look fantastic. I ordered more a couple of weeks later, and I felt the same way. I'm going to tell all my friends. That is the experience at Blinds.com over and over and over again. You get free samples. You have free shipping. You have free design consultation. Plus, they'll guide you through installation step by step. This is why 20 million Americans have trusted Blinds.com. Now, if you're eating Tide Pods, you probably aren't, you know,
Blinds.com. .dot?
No, it's really not. It's really not. But if you think Blinds dot is Blinds, .dot.com, I'm going to let you go there. Okay? You go ahead. You buy your blinds there. For the rest of us, we're going to go to Blinds.com, where the dot isn't spelled out. Now through February 15th, you can save 20% site-wide at Blinds.com/talk. Do it now. Blinds.com/talk. Rules and restrictions do apply.
Glenn Beck, Mercury. Glenn Beck.
We're going to get to a couple of things. The military parades. I want to talk a little bit about that coming up in just a few minutes. Also, we're going to show you the Tides Foundation, the Global Tides Foundation, you need to know about. It's not associated at all in any way with the Tides Foundation. But if you are somebody who watched us as we exposed the Tides Foundation years ago, there is something I think more dangerous to the globe than the Tides Foundation was to our democracy here in America.
It's the Tide Pods Foundation.
Yes.
And it's incredibly dangerous. Yeah, up to 80
dangerous.
People of 7.6 billion could be affected.
They're wrapping the Tides Pods. They're wrapping them to look like steaks.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I knew they would do this. I knew it would happen.
Big M&Ms. Mm-hmm. It just has the big M on it. And you're like, that's a giant M&M. I have to eat that. Mm-hmm. Kevin in Texas, welcome to the program.
Yeah, the biggest thing that's going to come up next is Downy makes these little scented pellets for laundry detergent, mm-hmm. and they actually look exactly like Dippin' Dots.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my.
Those aren't, I thought those were like new. I've been keeping my Downy in the freezer. I thought they were Dippin' Dots. They're delicious. Thanks for your call. Matt, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I bought my kid Dippin' Dots here and there. You ever see those things melt? They've got to be worse for you than detergent. It does not look like a healthy product.
No, thank you.
They're kind of tasty when you eat them. If it's hot outside and those things melt, they turn into this weird oil-like liquid. It is a strange product.
Matt, go ahead.
So I think if we make the soap and the detergent like organic and then put like a glucose shell on it so that they're healthy, when people eat them, it's not going to hurt them. Everybody's going to stop eating them anyways because the whole thrill of it is if I eat this, I could die.
So maybe we put more nutrition than a salad and taste like one, too. Maybe that would stop people from eating them.
You could stop everyone in New York.
It would stop.
Yeah.
You could stop everyone in New York from eating if you added gluten to it. That is that's the way to solve this issue.
And salt. Judy in Pennsylvania. Judy, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you this morning?
Good.
I'm glad to talk to you and thank you for your program that is, I think, giving the truth to a lot of people and making us think of what really is going on in this world and how our country is.
Yeah.
A lot of times deceiving us without the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, we're pretty great.
Most definitely, yes. And usually I don't say anything, but I was listening to your program this morning, and I'm like, boy, would I like to tell them people something. But
all right, go ahead.
So here it is. It's about the people sitting on their butts and not becoming citizens or applying to be citizens of the United States. Okay,
yes.
These people that are in our country that are working and paying taxes, and they don't get credit for these taxes. We know a person that has years put lots of money, thousands of dollars, into trying to become a citizen. And every time they get up to a certain point, the government holds them off and they have to pay more money to go to the next step. And after that, it's more money for the next step. And I was watching it the other night there that when they took the husband away from the wife and a child, and they sent him back to Mexico, and he had applied, she said. The last words I caught was she said they have spent thousands of dollars trying to apply to get him citizenship, and this is happening to everybody, and our government's making out, and they're not telling nobody.
These people
don't realize these people. Some of them are trying.
Yeah, I agree with you, Judy. I have met people who have told me the immigration nightmare it is to do it the right way here, how much it costs, how screwed up the government is. We do need an overhaul of the entire system. I just don't have any trust in anybody in Washington would actually do it to cut all of the problems that you know real people actually have. I don't, you know, when any government that came up with a lottery system for citizenship is just too dumb. Too dumb, honestly, to find out how to unwrap a Tide Pod to eat it. It really is.
They dissolve in your mouth, Glenn. You don't need to unwrap them.
No, they have wrapping on them, don't they?
No, they're individual. You just
pop
it in your mouth and it
dissolves.
There's
no wrapping whatsoever?
Well, I mean, there is a dissolvable wrapping.
Oh my gosh, I thought that.
And then you just put it in your mouth, it dissolves right in your mouth.
I thought there was some protection against.
No, you throw it in the laundry and it just dissolves. You don't have to deal with it. That's the love of Tide Pods. That's why it's so great.
I had no idea it was that dangerous.
So now you're on the Democrats' bandwagon?
Yes, I'm hungry for one right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it seems more fresh to me.
Glenn Beck, Mercury. Love, courage, truth. Glenn Beck.
All right, we now have something in common with North Korea. This is going to upset a lot of people, but I want you to listen carefully to what I say. Kim Jong-un is planning a grand military parade set to kick off tomorrow, And as confirmed by the White House yesterday, plans are in motion for our own version of a large spectacle military show, complete with tanks and everything else. My question is this who we are? A lot of people will argue, yeah, we've done this before. Have we? We are not a country that emulates the actions of communist dictatorships. That's not who we are. Now, this has nothing to do with respect for the military. We all respect the military. Everybody who is a conservative, and if you've ever listened to this show for half a second, you know how much we've done for the military and how we feel about the military. Let me remind you about the Rally for America. That is not the purpose of this military parade. North Korea, the Soviets, and any other nation that does these things, democratic or not, is not trying to show their admiration for the men and women in uniform. They are only projecting power. And in the case of France, if you want to say, whoa, France does it, France has to do a parade like this once a year just to make sure the tanks still start. So let's make it clear. There is a very huge difference between a Veterans Day parade or a Memorial Day parade and a military demonstration of might. You ask anybody in the military, they do not want that kind of tribute. With all of the amounts of money, do you know what it takes? The last time we did something like this was at the end of a war. Don't tell me, well, we defeated ISIS. Have we? We have certainly won this battle, but we have not won the war. Where will ISIS go next? What will they turn into? When you bring all of the troops back, you can talk to me about the possibility of having a big expose of all of our tanks and everything coming back. That's not what this is. That's not what this is. The last time we did this was 1991, and it was at the end of the first Gulf War. We welcomed people back. That's different. Now, how much money is this going to cost? What was it? $30 million in 1991? $8 million in 1991. So that's probably about $30 million today. Why not take the $30 million and put that into the VA? Why not divert some of that $30 million into programs that help our veterans find jobs after they come back to civilian life? Here's how we show our military our admiration and respect. We take care of them, and we're not doing that. That's what they really want. That is what they really deserve. How many veterans feel worthless right now? How many feel like they don't have a purpose? How many veterans right now are suicidal? How many veterans do we lose every day to their own hand? You want to show off American power? True American power isn't in the government. True American power isn't in some awesome military, and we've got an awesome one. True American power is in the spirit of the individual. It is in the care of other individuals. It's the opportunity that the individual has to change their life, become better than what they ever were, better than what anybody thought they could be, better than what they were born into. That's American greatness. That's American power. China can have tanks and missiles. For the love of Pete, North Korea can put on a fancy parade. But the one thing they cannot replicate, no matter how many people they have, no matter how much money they spend, no matter how great their military is, they can never duplicate American ingenuity. American ingenuity has become the most powerful force on planet Earth because it is about the individual. At this very moment, a cherry red Tesla Roadster is in space on the way to the asteroid belt. A mannequin named Starman is sitting at the wheel and listening to David Bowie's Space Oddity playing on repeat. Yesterday, SpaceX launched the Falcon Heavy. At more than 5 million pounds of thrust, it is the world's most powerful rocket. Minutes after reaching space, two gigantic boosters that lifted the main capsule into space detached and then remotely flew back to Cape Canaveral and landed with synchronization that would rival two Olympic ice skaters. The two boosters simultaneously deployed their landing legs and touched down side by side on the landing pad. Where else but in America is that happening? Where else could a man with a dream actually make that happen? The government didn't do this. It was one man's dream. He pulled it off with other like-minded dreamers at his own private company. That is American power. And you know what? That kind of power doesn't need a parade. I have found that people who have fame, who have fortune, who have power, are one of two kinds. They are either humble and they don't have to tell anybody about it. And those are the people who have lasting power. Those are the people who have lasting fame. And then there are those who are so afraid of losing their power that they have to tell everybody how powerful they are. The truly powerful don't need a show or a parade to prove their power. The truly intelligent don't need to tell people all the time how smart they are. They just are.
It's Wednesday, February 7th. You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
I posted something like that on Twitter yesterday, and I was hammered by the right. And you know what? I'm sorry, but I am not going to change my opinion because of people. I don't bow to people. Since when? Since when? Don't get me wrong. I'd love to see that. Can you imagine? I mean, honestly, it's why I was disappointed. And this is really grotesque. It's really grotesque. But I don't think I'm alone. When George Bush said you're going to see the full might of the U.S. military and shock and awe, I was disappointed when that was it. Because I know that's not the full might of the American military. When you see the full might of the American military, it's got to be awesome. And to watch it for entertainment is really sick. Is really sick. Because that military power is to kill people. Hey, let's have Dow Chemical do a parade and show all of the poisons that they make. They're so powerful. No. No. Let's show Dow Chemical for all of the things that they have saved, all the things that they have made that's great. We don't need to display our killing machine. You know, let's look at this from the point of view from the rest of the world. They already think that we have gone mad. They already think that we are just going to start World War III. They already, this is so important for people to understand. We are dishonoring their investment in us. I said this yesterday. If you have a neighbor who does really well and he goes from house to house and says, hey, you guys got to invest in me. We're neighbors. You're going to love this. Just invest in me because I'm going to make lots of money. And for years you invest and everybody is happy. And then he starts asking you for more money and more money. But he's been so successful, you just give it to him. And he starts building pools and he's got extra cars and he's starting to live the high life. And you're not really living the high life, but you're like, look, I mean, you know, I've got good return on my investment. I guess I'm okay. Then he starts to have trouble and he comes to you and says, hey, I really need your help. And he doesn't sell any of his cars. In fact, he's still buying more. He's building a bigger pool. Does anybody in your house say, hey, maybe he's not a good investment? Of course. But if you are so deep into investments in him that if he fails, you fail, You look to your wife or she looks to you and says, honey, but if we don't invest, if he fails, we're wiped out. Keep paying him. So you have to keep investing. Now, when he continues to buy crazy things and do crazy things and act irrationally, and he's on one side and then 4 years later he's on the other side and neither of them are working, and you're like, okay, dude, what is happening to you? Then what happens? You either say, I have worked really hard to be able to have a fallback contingency plan and I'm not going to invest in you anymore. But you're gonna hurt the rest of the neighbors. The rest of the neighbors, if you do that, they're going to be pissed at you too. But hopefully you know that they're going to be so pissed at him because everybody in the neighborhood was propping him up. And he promised everybody, I'm not gonna lose your money. Trust me. And when he finally loses his money and the entire neighborhood goes down and everybody's out, do you think that that guy is going to be safe in the neighborhood, or do you think there might be a couple of guys in a couple of houses that want to kill him because he's destroyed? Do you think the neighbors who were in trouble with their family in the first place for giving money to this guy, do you think they're going to suddenly say, well, no, I believed him? Or are they going to turn around as the head of the household and say, you know what? You were right the whole time, and I'm going to lead you. We're going to get him. We're going to take some of his stuff. Well, that's what's happening on the global scale. The globe is starting to believe, be convinced, better word. There is a global movement to make capitalism and America and our freedoms. There's a movement to make it look grotesque, make it look greedy, make it look imperialistic, make it look like we are the invaders. We're the strong. We're strong arming the rest of the world, and we're helping that. Let's not add anything to that. Externally, maybe for Kim Jong-un, that's wise. For everybody else, that's foolishness. Let's spend our money and our time doing things. If you want to salute the veterans, if you care about the veterans, then let's take care of them. That's the best thing we can do. Tell me that that parade, which would last for a day at, let's say, $80 million, that would last for a day. Tell me that it wouldn't last longer if the government took $80 million and upgraded the health care at the VA. Took $80 million and said, you know what, we're going to put this $80 million into, you know, 15 or 20 machines that the VA really needs to be able to get care. $80 million. We are going to take that with no strings attached, and we're going to give it to these private individuals that are helping save the lives from suicide. We're going to give it with no strings attached. We have seen that what they're doing is working. Tell me that that doesn't last a lifetime when a parade lasts a day. Let's get our priorities right. Please, let's get our priorities right. All right, I want to talk to you a little bit about SimpliSafe, the home security that we have had for a long, long time. SimpliSafe, I've known them. I've watched them transform into the fastest growing home security company in the nation, protecting over 2 million people. And they have just released their brand new home security system. It's the all new SimpliSafe. It's been completely redesigned, rebuilt. I saw a prototype, what was it, 2 years ago? And they were hoping to release this, I think, 2 years ago. And, you know, Chad and the boys were just not happy with what was happening. And it just wasn't right. I thought it was unbelievable at the time. They have added new safeguards to protect against power outages, down Wi-Fi, cut landlines, bats, hammers, everything in between. The all-new Simply Safe. It's been redesigned to be practically invisible with powerful sensors so small that you'll hardly notice them, but boy, they will notice the intruders. And also maybe take a picture of the intruders too so you can give it to the police and say, that's the guy who tried to break in. You still get the same fair and honest price. 24/7 protection is still only $14.99 a month. There is no contract, so there's no wires and there's no strings. It's smaller, faster, stronger than anything they've built before. Supply is limited on the brand new Simply Safe. Go to simplysafebeck.com to order now. Simplysafebeck.com. Protect your home. Protect your family. Simplysafebeck.com.
Glenn Beck, Mercury.
I know this isn't what you're saying, but I mean, this is what the left is saying. And I think this is an interesting trap issue for them politically, because they're going to come out and say, he said military parades. That means he wants to be a dictator and be Kim Jong-un. And
no, I won't go as far as saying that he wants to be a dictator.
No,
and
I know.
Mean, that's quite a leap.
Yeah,
I'm saying the imagery is that
right. Well, obviously we've joked about missile parades forever,
forever.
That we should not have missile parades with giant posters of the face of the leader. If he yes. proposes that in this parade,
he's not going to.
but on the other side of that is the response to the left is going to be, hey, we really like the military and we want to honor them. And my guess is they're going to win that issue, right? I mean, the difference, the idea of saying, okay, he wants to be Kim Jong-un versus we like the military.
Military's
Americans are
going to
connect with we like the military.
Correct.
I mean, and there's no problem, I think, with, obviously, there's troops, there's parades all the time with veterans.
And there should be.
Walking down the streets. There's a flyover at the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So what is weekend. The difference? What is the difference between, because if he said we want to have a big military parade and we're going to have the biggest flyover we've ever had, I would still object because of the money.
And the money obviously better directed to something else.
Yeah, that's totally different. You want to honor them, then let's honor them. Let's spend the money on healing them. So I would have a problem with that. But I wouldn't feel the same way about the parade if it was a flyover. Why? What's different between the tanks rolling through the streets and a flyover?
Right, and tanks were specifically mentioned in the request, apparently.
Right.
I don't know. It's slower on the ground instead of in the air.
The imagery of tanks on the streets in America is rare. I remember the first time I saw a tank on the street. It was right after 9/11 in New York City. The flyover is something that bothers some people. Most people think that's really, really cool. It's quick. It's fast. It's over your head.
Celebratory. It's
not. It's not an image that we attach to a leader standing in the stands with a bunch of people and military marching past with tanks in the street.
Right.
That is an image that is rare here in America. It happens, but it is rare and usually saved for the end of a war.
Right. And I think you could, in most cases, can fairly say, well, I don't care about the optics. I don't care about imagery. But this is a freaking parade. It's all about imagery.
That's
the only thing it is.
That's all it is.
That's all it is.
That's all it is.
You know, I think that's a fair. I mean, when I saw it, the first thing you think of, we joked for years on this show, don't have, you know, missile parades. That's what dictators do. This is long before Donald Trump.
Yeah, long before. I mean, I remember, you know, in the after George W. Bush was first elected, we would joke about, you know, Dick Cheney and all of that, and, you know, making fun of the left of what they were saying about him. And we said at the time, you know, we'll draw the lines. If we start having missile parades, then we'll know. But that's not what it is. Well, we're headed towards missile parades. And again, you don't want that imagery.
I think the rest of the world, right? The rest of the world sees that. And what they see is, hey, I know the countries who do that. They act like this. With the exception of, I mean, to be fair, every indication is it's based on Bastille Day, which
France.
Right. But France isn't a threat to anybody.
France, they can't kill a fly with their military. So that's not what it is. I don't know what it is in France. I really do believe they have to start the tanks once a year just to keep the batteries going. I think that's the only reason why they do it.
Glenn Beck, Mercury.
Every once in a while, one of those products crosses the line from product name to just the thing that we call the product. It's like, you know, Kleenex, you know, instead of tissues, it just became Kleenex. Everyone called it Kleenex. TiVo was like that. The DVR was just a TiVo for a long time. Now it's DVR. Well, you know, Q-tips are like that. When you think about cleaning your ears, like, it's just Q-tips. That's not necessarily what they're called. That's the brand name. And, you know, you think, okay, well, this is something we all have and we all use, and it's got to be the best way to do it. Well, actually, not at all. It's not even designed to clean your ears. That's not what a Q-tip is supposed to do. Look at the box. They got a bunch of uses for it. They don't say stick one of these way down in the middle of your ear. That's not what they're recommending. WaxRx, they are recommending you use WaxRx to clean your ears because that's what it's for. The WaxRx system is the method physicians trust the most, and it's just like the system they use in their offices. The WaxRx system has these wax softening drops that break down ear wax inside the ear. It's not something that people want to talk about, but again, you're doing this at your house, and you want to make sure that it's actually done the right way. Go to usewaxrx.com and order your reusable ear wash system today and use the offer code radio, and they're going to ship it free right to your door. The promo code gets you the free standard shipping. Give it a shot. Use waxrx.com. Promo code radio. It's usewaxrx.com.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
I think the Russian bots must have been working Twitter last night. Because the phone calls are overwhelmingly in agreement. No missile or tank parade, Mr. President, please. We go to Chris in North Carolina. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Glenn. Thank you so much for taking my call. I just wanted to let you know I am with you. I wish they would not spend money on a parade like this. My son is a U.S. Marine, and he is against it also. And he just recently graduated from boot camp and breezed through it. And he's getting ready to be deployed now to Japan and South Korea.
God bless you.
I just wanted to tell you that the money is in bad shape over the money situation because he was issued his service weapon and it wouldn't shoot straight. And we grew up on a farm. That's what we did. We shot and hunted and everything. And he said, Dad, my worst gun that we own shoots better than what I've got. He said everything is worn out, and he's certainly disillusioned and sad, but as a dad who loves his child more than life itself, I said, son, is there any way I can buy you a gun? He said, no, they won't let you do anything like that, Dad. We just stuck with what we've got. I said, well, surely if you're going to be deployed and you need this thing for your life, they'll certainly give you something better. He said, no, they told us this is it. They issued bayonets to them the other day, and the tips were broken off of them.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just, you know, when they think about spending money on things like that, when I have a son that is an absolute patriot who loves this country so much, he's a young man, we homeschooled him, we just love him so much, and we certainly didn't want him to go in, but I honor him for what he's doing, and he's disillusioned now, but he's going to do what he has to do because he's a tough fella and a U.S. Marine, and he wants to serve and feels like he should serve. But it's sad for me. If I could pay for it, my church would take up money like crazy to give these guys weapons to do their jobs. But
Americans
spend money on a crazy, stinking, crazy parade, please don't do something like that. But I wish there was someone I could tell, and I'm so thankful for you taking my call because I'm so frustrated as a dad who just loves his son so much. But give me your take on it, Glenn.
Chris, I thank you for your son's service and your willingness to stay calm and rational. I think if my son was given a gun that didn't shoot straight, I think I'd be losing my mind. You know, you're not sending my son there. Back in World War II, the American people were asked to lend the United States government their rifles because we didn't have enough rifles. And so a lot of people went with rifles that they had from the farms, and people sent them in from all over the country so they could fight. There is nothing wrong with somebody being able to buy their own gun if it means the life and death. Okay, you want me to buy a certain kind? Okay, I'll buy the certain kind, but I better get it on discount because you're buying them in bulk. But maybe that's just me. So first of all, Chris, thank you for that. And Stu, would you make a note? I want to look into that. I want to see if this is happening with more than just Chris and what's really going on. Chris, other than that, I think you're right on the missile parade. And if we really want to honor our troops, we equip them. We give them rules of engagement that allow them to win, which Donald Trump has done. And then we bring them home. And then when they come home, we can have the biggest parade ever. As long as we have first paid for their medical care to make sure that they are mentally healthy again, that we help these guys who are, you know, coming back home and they're feeling worthless and, you know, are killing themselves at record numbers. There's something wrong. And it's our responsibility to take care of that. Chris, thanks for your call. This missile parade. Stu said to me in the break, he said, I knew I remembered we made a big deal out of this. It was an audiobook, wasn't it?
2009 audiobook, Glenn Beck. America's March to Socialism. Why we're one step closer to giant missile parades was the subtitle. That's been a joke we've made for a million years. It's like, that's something that we do in America. And again, you know, we don't know the details. Who knows? We just should stop it before those. If that's the direction it's going, let's make noise about it so it doesn't go that direction.
I remember it was a week after 9/11. And I flew up to New York. I was living in Tampa. It was the first day you could fly. And we flew, I don't remember what airline it was, but it was the first day. And the airport was empty. And there were four of us on a 737. Four. There was my wife and I, another guy who sat maybe 10 rows back, and somebody else that was about 10 rows forward. And the guy who was ahead of us was a jerk. And honestly, he got into an argument with the stewardess over something, and he was starting to pitch a fit. And the three of us got up and stood in the seat behind him. And she just looked at us and she said, please, I have this. And we said, we have your back. And we pulled together over this jerk. As we were flying in, the other guy who was behind us, he sat across the row when we sat down. He was a firefighter from the Tampa area. And he was coming to go volunteer. And we flew over New York City, and it was completely dark. It was bizarre. And these giant spotlights on the pit. We saw it coming in, and the next day we were going to it. I was going to go to Ground Zero. And I didn't know what to expect. And it was the worst experience of my life. It was surreal and horrible, and it took me 10 years. I could think of the moment, and I could still smell the smell of Ground Zero for 10 years. But that was the first time I ever saw tanks on the streets of New York. I saw Humvees with machine guns on top. I saw troops in military fatigues and razor wire fences. I had never seen that in America. I don't ever want to see it again. Tanks on somebody else's streets? If we have to send them, we do. I don't ever want to see tanks on the streets of America because I've seen them when they were needed. And it is an image that I will never, ever forget. When my kids have to see tanks on the streets of America, I want them to know that's a sign of deep, deep trouble. Talk to you a little bit about Valentine's Day. Do you guys like Valentine's Day?
It's fine. It's not a, we don't go crazy for it. It's a nice dinner, but that's about it.
Yeah.
We don't, you know.
Yeah, we do flowers and dinner.
You got to have the flowers. You got to have the dinner.
Yeah.
There's a couple things that you do, but it's not a big, I don't know. I mean, it's something that if you screw it up,
oh my God,
you're in a lot of trouble. I can say that.
We talked about this just the other day. I'll never forget the day we first moved to New York, and it was Valentine's Day, and we had, all of us had completely spaced it because we were just, I mean, we're just busy. And we're like, it's New York. You'll always be at Fleck. No, no. And we stood in the subway tunnels, and there was like this flower store underneath Rockefeller Center where we worked. And I stood in line for probably 40 minutes. And literally, when I got there, they were selling baby's breath. That was it. And I came home, and that wasn't good. That was not ideal. No, that was the year my wife was pregnant with Cheyenne. It was
not good timing on that one.
Good. Yeah. So I've learned my lesson, and here it is. Call 1-800-Flowers.com right now. You'll get 18 pink and red enchanted roses for only $29.99. They have all kinds of different specials, all kinds of different flowers, all kinds of different gifts and candies and sweets and everything else. Valentine's Day is next week. Don't be stupid. 18 pink and red enchanted roses right now for $29.99 from 1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers.com. The roses are picked at their peak, so they are shipped overnight to ensure their freshness, and she's going to love them. 18 red and pink enchanted roses for $29.99. Thinking ahead has benefits. Don't miss Valentine's Day. Do it now. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. Click on the radio icon and enter the promo code Beck. Order today. 1-800-Flowers.com. Promo code Beck.
Glenn Beck Mercury. Glenn Beck.
I have a friend who's helping me through some issues that I have with the mainstream press. Because I have a hard time getting past the duplicity of the last 10 years. I saw something yesterday where this woman was talking about, you know, Donald Trump is going to build concentration camps. And everybody's like, yeah, I know. And I'm thinking to myself, wait, hold it. What? I got in trouble for debunking the concentration camp rumor. They forever tied it. It said Glenn Beck's conspiracy theorist. He's saying there's concentration camps. No, I debunked that. And now they're openly saying it about Donald Trump, and it just seems to be okay. So I'm having some issues with that.
You're having a little bit of a tough time?
I am. I saw Donnie Deutsch yesterday or day before on television talking about it's time for a revolution and not a political revolution. Remember, we were called revolutionaries, anti-government, anti-president, yada, 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 pro-violence. We were not calling for a revolution. We were talking about a political revolution. That's not what Donnie Deutsch is talking about. And we thought we would put together just a little then and now of the mainstream media of what they said about us and what they're saying now about actual revolutionaries.
It's a movement that is sweeping the nation all across the country.
You make the difference. Do not stand and look to someone else. Look to yourself. Pick up your stick and stand.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator. This is not time to analyze and pundit. People, this
This is a, we need a revolution at this point. And I'm not doing TV here, and I'm not going, ooh, no, crazy no. Donnie. Well, this is what's going on.
Republicans are encouraging more violence, more revolution. We talk about a political revolution. But we don't mean a physical, violent revolution, obviously, right?
Giant protests against Donald Trump. And I love the unity of all these different groups, women and men, blacks, Latinos, whites, all getting together saying, okay, this is unacceptable.
It's dangerous. It's very dangerous. A small group of dedicated, ideologically driven individuals are able to dictate to the Senate and the House what our course of action is going to be.
We are so excited that the American public is energized to speak out against the abuses of this administration.
The discourse in America, I have noticed it take a very precipitous turn towards edginess and a lack of civility with the growth of the Tea Party movement.
Tens of thousands of people rallied to save our health care. Then the Women's March that was organized at a grassroots label. Then people coming out in protest of these orders.
What the Tea Party has done is they have taken it to a different level. And so when they come and disagree with you, that you're not just wrong, you're the enemy.
A violent protest on the campus of UC Berkeley.
Young people at Berkeley are protesting against this unconstitutional order. I thought it was a beautiful sight.
You stay with these wackos, you stay with these extreme people on the fringe, and you're just going to cease to exist as a party.
What we've got to do is fight in Congress, fight in the courts, fight in the streets, fight online, fight at the ballot box.
This is irresponsible and it's reckless. Why does this senator or the Tea Party Republicans think they can pick and choose the priorities of the American government?
Ordinary people who simply saw what needed to be done and came together. They've marched. They've bled. Yes, some of them have died. We have done this before. We can do this again.
Instead, what they're doing, they're running around with placards of Obama with a Hitler mustache on him. It's a nutty movement.
What makes Trump the new Hitler? Do you have examples of him being anti-Semitic?
No, not per se.
And when we are at a loss amidst the hypocrisy and the casual violence of certain individuals and institutions, we will, as per Chief Jim Hopper, punch some people in the face when they seek to destroy the meek and the disenfranchised.
And you know what? If you still don't get it in Washington, maybe that explains why your poll numbers are so low. If you don't understand it in New York, maybe that's why your newspapers are going bankrupt and your television ratings stink on ice. It's not us, it's you.
You can find that. We'll post that at theblaze.com, and also we'll Facebook and tweet it out here. It's pretty amazing to see what they're saying today, what they said then, what they're saying today. When there is actual violence on the streets, when there are people actually calling for revolution, they seem to ignore it. And I'm having a difficult time getting past the past, and I need to. And we'll talk about that hopefully a little bit tomorrow.
Glenn Beck. Mercury. Love, courage, truth. Glenn Beck.
I remember the first time I took my daughter on a father-daughter date. She was probably 6. And I took her to Broadway because she used to watch The King and I. And I would watch it with her, and I would spend more time watching her. And we went to Broadway, and I'll never forget, she wanted to wear her pretty shoes. And so she got all dressed up, and I got all dressed up, and we went to Broadway. And we saw The King and I. I spent the whole night, and she remembers this. She remembers every time she would look at me, I was looking at her. I didn't watch the show at all. I watched my little girl sitting on the edge of the seat in wonder. We still go on father-daughter dates. And anytime we can see the king and I, we do. And it's still just as magical. I just saw the tour of King and I. And I found myself doing the same thing. Now watching my 30-year-old daughter sit on the edge of her seat. Those are magical moments. I'm going to tell you a story about Victoria. She had her dress and her shoes all picked out. She was so excited. There was a father-daughter dance. It was at PS 65, Staten Island. It was supposed to happen this Friday. Yesterday, Victoria came home with some disappointing news. Her school's parent-teacher association was forced to reschedule the dance because of the Department of Education's gender-neutral policy, which requires school events to include all types of students and families. The father-daughter dance was canceled because it only included fathers and daughters. You want to know why Donald Trump won? Because of this. I mean, is there anybody within the sound of my voice, if a daughter goes with a grandfather or an uncle or a friend or their mom because they don't have a dad in their life, do you think anyone at the school is going to say anything? Do you think anyone is that callous? And if they are that callous, do you think that the rest of the people around wouldn't say, hey, dude, what's wrong? What's your problem? This political correctness is taking over our lives. You want to know why Donald Trump won? It's because people don't feel they are being heard. You want to know why there's real danger headed our way? It's because when people don't feel heard and they feel that the things and the traditions that they grew up with, when they feel those are being destroyed, people tend to get a little testy. This is not a daddy, mommy, son, daughter, cousin, godfather, sister-in-law dance. Because when everyone is invited, then it's just called a dance. For many fathers, daddy-daughter dances are really one of the only times, the much-needed chance to bond with their girls. Why is it people want to destroy a relationship that is hard to build in the first place between their daughter and their father? Relationships with your dad can be easy for some. It can be extraordinarily difficult for others. The madness of this political correctness has destroyed this special occasion for them, and that is tragic. PS 65 has rescheduled the event to take place in March, but now it's open to everyone. Other schools have followed suit. PS 30 is having a fudge dance that stands for fun with uncles, dads, grandpa, etc. Again, bring your uncle, bring your grandfather, bring your mother. Nobody's going to say anything if that is the only person in your life. We will look at you and we will look at the grandfather with pride and joy that he's in her life. This is shameful. You need to organize your own daddy-daughter dance. And and only the dad can be there. Just invite normal people. Just normal Americans, because we all get it. The public school system has gone crazy. But that doesn't mean that you can't show your daughters that it's important to spend time with dad.
It's Wednesday, February 7th. You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
Let me give you this one. You want to know why Donald Trump won? While the less witted of NFL players were significantly pissing people off by kneeling during the national anthem at their games, one linebacker has succumbed to the dangers of having a large population of illegal aliens in our midst. His name is Edwin Jackson. The suspected drunk driver who killed Indianapolis Colts linebacker Edwin Jackson in a crash on the morning of the Super Bowl is a Guatemalan citizen who is in the U.S. illegally and has been deported twice. They identified the driver of the F-150 truck in the incident as Manuel Orego Salva, 37. He was deported in 2007 and deported again in 2009. Jackson, 26, Jeffrey Monroe, 54, also in the vehicle, were hit and killed around 4 a.m. Sunday on Interstate 70. Investigators believe Monroe was Jackson's Uber driver and Jackson was the passenger. Fox 59 reported that at some point during the ride, Jackson became sick and the pair were hit on the emergency shoulder of the highway after Monroe pulled over. Didn't have to happen. Didn't have to happen. Try this. German politicians are expressing shock over a new report from the German federal police that show there were almost 100 anti-Christian hate crimes in Germany last year. Almost 100. The German website says one quarter of the 97 cases were attacks on churches and Christian symbols, and there were 14 cases of violent anti-Christian crimes among asylum seekers or refugees. But an outside group, Open Doors, suggests there's far more than this report suggests. Open Doors, which tracks the persecution of Christians worldwide, recorded 743 cases of anti-Christian attacks in German refugee homes over 8 months. Open Doors Germany told newspapers over in Germany, the victims told us the attackers would say things like, "I will cut off your head because you're a non-believer, you're contaminating the kitchen, or you're defiling the fridge." There was also a Muslim apostate murdered by a fellow Afghan asylum seeker after she converted to Christianity. He staked her out at the supermarket that she frequents, and then when she arrived, he stabbed her repeatedly in front of her two children. He claims her Christianity had nothing to do with it. Prosecution says that's exactly why he did it. So what happens? I brought you those two stories because they are similar. They're not the same, but they're similar. Here's what the similarity is. Dangerous people are in our country and our government is ignoring it. Whether that is a Muslim extremist, and not all Muslims are extremists, but whether that's a Muslim extremist that nobody wants to even admit even exist, or a violent offender who should not be here because they were violent in their own country and they came here, or they had been deported time and time again and they should not be here. And because our governments are not listening to us, that is going to boil over. But they're not listening to us on something else either. And it goes to the father-daughter dance. This is a tradition. And yes, we all know that families are not the same. And we all know that all kids don't have dads. We know that. But some do. And this is an important tradition. And why is it that our traditions have to be destroyed for other people? Why can't we also do our tradition? This is important. Why can't we do that? Well, they're going to feel bad. I got news for you, man. I'm 53 years old. I feel bad a lot of the time. You're going to feel bad. People are going to hurt your feelings. People are going to say things that really make you angry. People are going to say things that are stupid, that are racist, that are xenophobic, that are sexist. It's going to happen. It's called life. And so when you start to destroy people's culture, they start to push back. And they can only take so much. What is the real root of Brexit? The real root of Brexit is, you know, we're English. We're English. And we're proud to be English. And there's nothing wrong with it. We have a rich, long history. We're Italians. And we have a history that is important. We're Swedish. And our culture is important. They're being taught now in Sweden that their culture is not important. If you've ever been to Sweden, just look at the architecture. I was talking to a Swede when I was there, and they said, yeah, well, you know, we're not really that special. I said, I've never seen architecture like this before. This is Swedish architecture. This is yours. It belongs to you. And you should be proud of it. Now, not to the exclusion of everything else. That's not what anybody is saying. But why is it we can't have our traditions? Why is it we can't be proud of things that we should be proud? We should be proud of things, yet still humble. But we're being forced into a corner. And that is going to be colossally dangerous. Last night, I did a story about England. I'm sorry, about Europe. And something that is called the 120 decibel movement. 120 dB, hashtag 120 dB. And if you start to look at it, you'll go, look at, I even retweeted and said, we have to support the women who are being raped and abused in Europe. But 120 dB, I didn't know who they were. And soon as I posted it, I thought, boy, I wonder if I should probably look in a little more. So I just started reading tweets, and then I started following links. And that's what we did. And last night I showed you the connections. This is a pop-up movement. This is the Tides Foundation of Europe, except it's on the uber right. And in England, or I mean, sorry, in Europe, the right is spooky. It's not a constitutional right. It's a national socialist right. And this is starting to take Europe by storm. I've told you before, you will see the hatreds of the 1930s repeat itself in Europe, and it is beginning. So we did our homework last night, and I showed you the really intoxicating messages, the things that you might listen to and go, yeah, damn right, that's right. They just happened to one of our football players because of an immigrant who was here. Yeah, this happened to Kate Steinle. And you will feel the same intoxicating emotion. But what is behind it? Tonight, I'm going to expose something that is happening over in Europe, but also happening here with the names and the quotes and the places. If you remember when we exposed the Tides Foundation and I warned you, this is a bogus, they serve bogus movements. The same thing is now happening here, but it's happening now to our side. And it is critical that you understand the faces behind it. Tonight, I will show you the Puppet Master. Remember, I showed you the Puppet Master on Fox. Puppet Master exposed tonight at 5 o'clock. And you'll see that only on theblaze.com/TV. Please subscribe and join me tonight. Our futures are connected to this. I want to talk to you about ZipRecruiter. If you want to change your business, you have to have the right people around you. And there is no better way to find them with ZipRecruiter. You need something better than just posting your job online and then hoping that the right people are going to see it. With ZipRecruiter, there is a smarter way. They've built the platform that goes out and finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies the people with the right experience, and then invites them to apply to your job. The invitations are the reason why this is such a revolution in the industry. It's revolutionizing the way you hire people. 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in the first day. Now, that's not just because, you know, it posts on all of the top job sites. It's because they have gone out and they have contacted those people and said, hey, have you seen this job? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com. It's how you find the greatest people. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes, from Fortune 100 companies to businesses like yours and mine. ZipRecruiter. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Beck. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Beck.
Glenn Beck. Mercury. Glenn Beck.
Welcome back to the program. Glad you're here.
Now, I don't know if you know this, but women have the right to be believed and must be believed at all times.
No, we all have a right to be heard and taken seriously. Then we have to be judged on the merits of whatever it is we're saying.
Hashtag me too after you said that, because I feel assaulted. Okay. A federal judge, however, is in this one case, and it's just one case, and this is a total exception, and probably the judge is a man or something, and that's why this has happened. Federal judges recommended that James Madison University pay nearly $850,000 in damages to an anonymous student who says the school punished him for a rape he didn't commit, using a secretive process that didn't allow him to confront witnesses or present evidence.
Oh, my gosh.
John Doe. It's not his real name, guys.
Oh, really?
Just so you know. Okay. Won his lawsuit.
I was so busy eating a Tide Pod. I didn't think that John Doe, I didn't think that through.
John Doe won his lawsuit against James Madison, who was a real person. But that university, just before Christmas, according to the College Fix, when another federal court judge found that the school had violated his constitutional right to due process when they gave him a 5.5-year suspension based on a bizarre double jeopardy clause contained in a 2011 Obama administration directive to institutions of higher education. The letter instructed schools to suspend the guarantee against double jeopardy if further evidence presented itself after a student had been cleared of sexual assault. In this case, he was accused of a rape by a female classmate and exonerated by a faculty panel, which of course is a faculty panel is the place where you want to adjudicate a rape case. That's when you want to find out.
Yeah. You don't want a real judge or jury or defendant.
You shouldn't go through the legal system. No. In fact, my only problem with this is, why is there any trial at all? Because she deserves to be believed.
Yeah.
You know,
The fact that he still lives today and can collect this money is an affront to my sensibilities.
It is. Now, Jane Roe, which also not her real name, complained that she was not given a fair hearing, and James Madison gave a second try here at the case. The appeal board effectively reversed the decision of the hearing board without any explanation whatsoever and without ever expressing a finding that Doe was responsible for the sexual misconduct. Well, that's a good reason to suspend him anyway and throw him out of school. That's not a big shock to your life.
Destroy him and ban him for 5.5 years?
No big deal. This, the judge found in December, was a violation of Doe's constitutional rights and a shocking example of how the campaign against campus sexual assault has destroyed the concept of due process at America's colleges. And it's interesting because this Me Too thing, every once in a while we'll say, you know what? I mean, look, I'm glad Harvey Weinstein is getting called out, but this could get out of control really fast. We know this has already happened in college. It's already out of control. Kids are getting thrown out all the time for doing nothing.
And think about what they're learning about justice. That justice does not come from a court. You're raped. You get justice from the group of people that are on campus. That's a bad lesson to teach.
Mercury. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Welcome to the program. Glad you're here. Pat Gray has just joined us. It was kind of a late evening last night. We're starting a new show on television starting next week. It's the news and why it matters. And it's all about the why behind every story. And it will begin airing at 5:30 Eastern time, right after my program.
All three of us back together.
Yeah. And Doc and Sarah is going to be moderating.
Yeah.
And it's a really smart show. We've been in rehearsals to have done a couple of shows. Really, really smart show. Really fascinating show. But last night we were in a photo shoot for, you know, the press around it or whatever. And Pat didn't realize that they were live streaming Facebook. And
were they?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Which good. I was happy good. About too. I was
yeah,
happy to
I'm
hear
happy about that.
Yeah.
Too.
So I've posted it on my Facebook page.
Oh man, you jerk.
And it is it's about
I thought we were friends.
Between
at one
four
point, at one point we were friends.
Between 4 and 5 minutes into it, Pat and I at about 4 minute mark, you hear Pat and I barely. You have to kind of just really listen. But you'll hear Pat and I talking James Brown. I don't know, Papa Brand New Bag or something was playing. And Pat said, this is the worst music of all time. And I think I said, you're the whitest white man in America. He may have claimed that he was the whitest white man in America. And he proudly took that title, you know, and said, well, that's why I listened to Boston and
Foreigner. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Journey.
Yeah. And that's it. But anyway,
Rick Astley.
Yeah. So I said, so we got into a little debate, just a personal debate. Wasn't, I mean, you could just barely hear it, but you can make it out. We got into a little debate that I was the whitest white man in America, not him, because he could at least dance to this. I might right. like it, but I can't dance to it. So then we all start paying attention to, you know, the photo shoot, and Pat just starts to dance. And it goes on for like 2 minutes, and it is.
Oh, boy.
It's quite funny. There it is. Oh there it is, Pat, right there.
Yeah, I don't want to look.
You don't
want to
look?
Look?
Oh, no, it's good.
I'm not going to
Oh, that's
look.
Not. That's a bad part. That's nothing what you're showing there. He really gets into it.
It was, I will say, considerably longer than I expected. I thought there was going to be a few seconds of dancing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it was like a little joke. And then it really just
after
kept...
After like 5 hours of photos, going. I was kind of bored. And so...
I mean, look at that. You have to watch. Go to my Facebook page. You have to see
this. Please don't.
Please don't. It is Pat like you've never seen it before. And I'm just standing uncomfortably next to him.
Sadly, like, it's Pat like you never wanted to see it.
Okay, anyway. They're dancing all by himself. Anyway, it's good stuff. Good stuff. So, Pat.
Yes.
The news of the, you know, the tank parade and the military parade broke yesterday while we were together.
Yeah.
And I think the three of us all have the same opinion.
I'm pretty excited about it because it was so charming when the Soviets did it.
Right. Right.
I
mean, well, the Pentagon has said
that kind of charm for our streets.
The Pentagon did say that there will be no missiles in this parade.
Oh, well, yeah. What's the point then?
Right. Right.
I mean, would they do tanks? Would they
yes.
do
tanks? Yeah. Yes,
tanks have been specifically requested.
No one wants that in America, do they?
No, no. I
have
hope
you talked
not.
To anybody who said, "Yeah, that's a really good idea"?
No, only on social media. I posted last night. I was against it, and oh my gosh, did I get an earful? This is about
Seriously?
The troops. You don't support the troops, please.
The troops want this military parades.
No.
In
and
Washington.
You know, if it let's say it costs,
come on,
$30 million.
Yeah.
Let's spend that on.
Let's give them a raise.
Let's. Yeah.
Would that be better for the troops?
Yeah. Let's buy the gun. We had a dad call in and say, my son is a military guy. He just left boot camp and his gun won't shoot straight.
We just talked to a guy today whose spots we're about to do. I don't know if I can even talk about it. He is doing a charity for vets who have committed suicide because there's $0 for them. Mm. When they commit suicide, they lose all their benefits. And so a lot of these widows can't even bury them. A lot of their families don't have any money to bury them.
That's wrong.
So this guy specifically raises money to bury troops who have committed suicide, which is 22 people a day.
You know what? Can I tell you something?
It's killer.
Take the $30 million and bury the people.
Right. Right.
I mean, that
and why
wrong.
Are they committing suicide? Because we're not taking care of them. After they've been through hell on earth. And none of us can understand it who haven't been through it. They've been through it. And that's, you know, and then they're left.
And a parade's not going to help that.
A parade's not going to help that.
Let's help them find jobs. No. Let's help them find peace.
Yes.
Let's help them.
Yes. Let's get
let's
them,
help them.
Let's get
them
mental health care.
What is the name of this charity?
Oh.
Will you bring it in tomorrow?
Yes. Oh, it's a Dog Tag Furniture. Dog Tag Furniture.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
So, yeah, we're going to be doing...
Is there meaning behind the name?
Dog Tags. The you know.
I know, but furniture. I mean, they make furniture.
It's not actual furniture. It's he sells like beautiful flags that he makes out of wood, and then there's t-shirts and hoodies and you know.
And the proceeds all go to do this.
And the pro- every penny goes to it. He gets nothing out of it except the satisfaction of helping out his brothers, because five or six of them have committed suicide. He called them his battle buddies, and his best friend committed suicide.
Wow.
So, and they had no money for him because they lose their benefits. And I think they're given $300 by the federal government. Here, go bury your husband for $300. Thank you. Thanks. That's not going to do it.
It won't pay for the...
That doesn't pay for
anything.
No. You can't send out announcements for $300.
Dogtagfurniture.com?
I think
or .org?
Yeah.
Okay.
So just Google it.
There are a lot of important things we spend money on, though, and you guys are ignoring those. For example, if I may.
Yeah, you may.
California spent $110 million to convince people to join Obamacare. Now, it wasn't on health insurance. It was convincing people to join the health insurance, which, of course, would then cost more money.
Yeah.
Because they'd have to pay for the health care.
But it was only $110
million? $110 million.
But it worked out really well,
It worked out really well.
What, did they get like 800,000 people signing up with that?
A tad less than that.
Less than 800,000?
Yeah, it was a tad less than that. They got 50,000. So what they did is they basically wrote a check for $2,200 to every person to sign them up. They didn't give it to them. They just spent it.
It would have been easier to just give people
money.
$1,000 to sign up.
And then
that should have been the campaign. Just it spread it word of mouth.
Right.
On social media for free. We're giving you $1,000 to sign up. Up to $2.5 million.
Of course, they're giving much more than $1,000 because they're paying for the health care, too.
Yeah.
So what they did is they spent $2,200 to acquire customers, in which they would then pay them, and a bunch of money to actually get onto the health care. But we can't give more than $300 to a fallen soldier who's committed suicide to be buried.
Because he's a mess after the hell we put him through.
Jeez, man.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. As you've said many times, Stu, why would the federal government advertise anything they do?
Anything.
If you have to advertise what you're doing as a federal government, you shouldn't be doing it.
Right.
Whatever it is.
Because it's only things that people desperately need can even be possibly justified.
Right.
Right. Even those are, a lot of them aren't constitutional. But at least if people really, really need them so badly that they have to search out these topics, maybe you can justify it.
Yeah.
Instead, they are like, oh, we need to. You know what? People don't forget to eat. You don't need to advertise food stamps.
They'd love to do.
But they do.
Oh, they spend hundreds of millions of dollars advertising food stamps.
Wait, food stamps? I thought those were for poor people. No, if you're a billionaire, you could get them too. And it's like, why are you telling them that?
If you make 12 figures, you might actually qualify. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That's great.
No, I think we all learned from the media last night what Kelly said about the lazy people that sponge off the government.
Well, the left is pissed because, of course, out of the 1.8 million,
there's not a single lazy.
Zero of them are lazy. I don't know if you.
Yes.
These are all good, all of them good, hardworking family people who can't be separated from their family.
Right.
Well, all so of them.
Everyone.
One of them.
Yes.
They're so exceptional.
Yeah.
These are like magic people.
They're dreamers. Now, so
the dreamers, the doers, and me. These are the people that Kermit sang about.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah,
that was the Rainbow Connection, which works on many levels today. So let me ask you this, Pat. Did the press get their microphones to work only on the last of the 4 points? Because what I thought I heard him say is, hey, some people, and I find it hard to believe that they didn't hear about it, but some people didn't hear to sign up.
Right.
There are some people that were afraid to sign up.
Which I can't imagine because their neighbors signed up two or three times.
Right.
So he had a qualifier
and
on them.
He said, and also, you know, maybe they were waiting for others to sign up to see if they were doing it, to see what would happen.
Yeah.
Then number four was, there are some people that were so lazy they didn't go out and do it. Now, the way he says it, if you listen to it, not just the first clip, but the second clip as well, where he's really talking about it, he's talking about it in a way that he's basically saying, you cared so little about American citizenship that you didn't even take
the couch.
You couldn't take the time to even sign up for it, and yet we're still giving it to you.
And that's his ultimate point.
That's his point.
The bottom line is, and yet you're still okay because Trump is your champion.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
Trump is what?
Is their champion.
Is their champion.
Yeah, that's exactly what he called him. Donald Trump,
that was
the president, is their champion.
That was Jeb Bush.
No, that was
no.
Was Donald
you're
Trump.
Right. You're right. It wasn't Jeb Bush. It was Marco Rubio.
No, that was.
Oh no, my gosh! No, you're right again. It was Ted Cruz.
No,
it was Ted Cruz.
No, it was never Ted.
Really?
Never Ted. Actually,
because
no.
I remember those charges.
No, no, no.
Specifically on DACA. What?
Jim Gilmore.
That's no, it was Jim.
It
Gilmore.
Wasn't
Jim
even Gilmore. Jim Gilmore. No.
Oh, the guy in Wisconsin.
No, not the guy in
Wisconsin.
No,
no, no. It wasn't.
No, it wasn't Walker. Walker.
And it, okay, Santorum.
Nope.
I'm running out of people it could be. Rand Paul.
Nope. It was Donald Trump, actually. Donald Trump.
I mean, that is an amazing an amazing moment.
Isn't it?
Again, we all understand the politics of this. We understand how these things work.
Yeah.
But the guy who ran as the chief border hawk has his chief of staff on record in front of cameras and microphones saying that Donald Trump is the champion of 2 million illegal immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
Who are now going to get a path to citizenship, not legal status,
so
a path to citizenship.
If we get real border security, which I don't believe at all, but if we get that, I'm okay with this. I just want the security first.
I'm okay as long as it doesn't cascade into their parents, their cousins, their uncles, and become a chain migration.
Oh my gosh, chain migration. Oh, did you hear the racist, the dog whistle?
Oh my gosh.
Chain. Hey, what are you calling them? Slaves? Chain migration.
I don't know if you know this. People can't hear dog whistles. So.
That's a great point. If you're saying, yeah, that's right. People can't hear it at all.
I mean, if only dogs can hear it, who cares if I said it? Because no person heard it.
Pat Gray Unleashed is coming up on the Blaze Radio and TV network.
Hey, Pep, before you leave, did you see the Saudi Arabia arrest? The guy in Oklahoma City that was arrested? Here, I'm going to give it to you. This the big deal. They arrested a guy, and the way the FBI found him is unbelievable. They found his fingerprints on documents in Afghanistan right after 9/11. He was trying to go to that really bad training camp. So his application was there. We have it. We had his fingerprints. We found him in Oklahoma. They just arrested him yesterday.
Yeah.
They don't know. They don't know what he was up to, but it probably wasn't anything good.
Huge story, though not as huge as the story that's going on Glenn's Facebook page right now at the 4.5 minute mark. You
Pat
need
dances.
To see Pat dancing.
Yeah, it's
it may take most of your afternoon because it went on for a long time, but it's worth it.
All right, let's talk about Valentine's Day. 1-800-Flowers.com. When you order early, you're going to get 18 pink and red roses for only $29.99. Valentine's Day is next week, so get 18 pink and red roses only for $29.99. But you have to do it now at 1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers.com, their roses and their flowers are picked at their peak. They're shipped overnight to ensure freshness. She's going to love them. If you're not a flower person, they have all kinds of gifts on the site. I mean, this is the one place you can easily go and find everything that you need, from treats and sweets and flowers and everything else. Order 18 red and pink roses today and get it for $29.99. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Make sure you click on the radio icon and enter the promo code back. And then just look around. You're going to love what you see. It's 1-800-Flowers.com. Click on the radio microphone or the radio icon and type in the promo code BECK. Do it now.
Glenn Beck Mercury. Glenn Beck.
There's a great story I'm just reading out of Dallas about this scam where this guy went to this this cabinet maker, and he lives in a rural part of Texas, and he's just a simple Christian guy, and apparently this scam artist put together a team, a fleet of limousines and SUVs and fake security people, and drove into the small, dusty town of Texas and tried to convince this cabinet maker that he was a part of the Illuminati, and the Illuminati had selected him for reasons that they couldn't talk about to invest $1 million into one of their big things.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a great opportunity.
Yeah. And this cabinet maker did over 2 years. He invested $1 million. The guy just, I mean, it was obviously a hoax.
What? You're not saying the Illuminati was a hoax. You're saying this particular offer was a hoax.
Oh, no, I'm not saying the Illuminati is a hoax. No, sure not.
Because I saw it on a Taco Bell commercial.
The Illuminati?
Yeah. They're the ones that came up with the nacho fries.
You know what's really crazy is this guy, this cabinet maker, believed it. I could stop there. But he believed it, and he's apparently some sort of a part of a Christian group that you can't even sue. If you've been wrong, you don't sue people. So he wasn't able to sue or anything once he found out it was a scam. Somebody heard about it, called the FBI, and they came in for the guy with the Illuminati with a black helicopter. And I guess he's being taken home to the Rothschild, vineyard. I'm not sure what happened to him, but... that scam is over.
Glenn Beck.
Mercury.